Chapter 12, page 74. Density. Which is heavier, iron or wood? Many people say iron, and yet an iron nail is lighter than a wooden tree. What people mean is that iron and wood have different densities. To measure density, we need to measure the mass of a definite volume of the substance. In fact, density equals mass divided by volume. If the mass is measured in kg, kilograms, and the volume in m cubed, cubic meters, the density is measured in kg per m cubed, or kilograms per meter cubed. Sometimes the mass is measured in g, grams, and the volume in cm cubed, or centimeters cubed. So the density is measured in g per cm cubed, grams per centimeter cubed. The diagram shows a cube of iron. 1 meter cubed of iron, mass equals 8,000 kilograms. Therefore, density equals 8,000 kilogram per meters cubed. The diagram below shows a cube of wood, 1 meter cubed of oak wood, mass equals 700 kilograms, therefore density equals 700 kilograms per meter cubed. There is a table. Here are the densities of several substances. The substances are listed as either solid, liquid, or gas, and the density is measured in either kilograms per meter cubed or grams per centimeter cubed. I'll read the substance and then the density in kilograms per meter cubed and then the density in grams per centimeter cubed. Gold is a solid, 19,019. Mercury is a liquid, 14,014. Lead is a solid, 11,011. Iron is a solid, 8,008. Water, a liquid, 1,001. Ice is a solid, 920, 0.92. Petrol is a liquid, 800, 0.80. And air is a gas, 1.3, 0.0013. What do you notice about the numbers in the table? There's a photograph of a man. He is carrying a very large block of polystyrene balanced on his head. The caption says, "Polystyrene has a very low density." Example. An engineer needs to know the mass of a steel girder which is 20 meters long, 0.1 meter wide, and 0.1 meter high. Density of steel equals 8,000 kilograms per meter cubed. Calculate the volume first. Volume of girder equals length times width times height equals 20 meters times 0.1 meter times 0.1 meter equals 0.2 meter cubed. Formula. Density equals mass over volume. Then put in the numbers. 8,000 equals mass over 0.2 meter cubed. Therefore, mass equals 8,000 times 0.2 equals 1,600 kilograms. Page 75. Measuring density. Experiment 12.1. Find the density of a solid in three stages. 1. Find the mass of the solid, for example, a stone, by using a top pan balance. The drawing shows a top pan balance with a stone on the pan, the weighing section, and it shows a weight of 25 grams. 2. Find the volume of the solid by using a measuring cylinder. Remember to put your eye at the right level and to read the bottom of the meniscus. 3. Use the formula density equals mass over volume. The diagram shows the measuring cylinder. The water has been filled to a point marked by a red arrow, approximately 30 centimeter cubed. The rock is then placed in the measuring cylinder and shows an eye reading the new volume, which appears to be 40 centimeter cubed. What is the density of the stone shown here? Geologists need to measure the density of rocks. It helps them to identify the kind of rock and where it comes from. Milk inspectors and beer inspectors measure the density of the liquid to see if it has been watered down. Experiment 12.2. Find the density of water in 5 stages. 1. Find the mass of a dry, empty beaker using a beam balance or a top pan balance. 2. Use a measuring cylinder to pour exactly 100 centimeter cubed of water into the beaker. 3. Now find the mass of the beaker with the water in it. 4. Work out the mass of the water from the results of steps 1 and 3. 5. Use the formula density equals mass over volume to calculate the density of water. What unit is your result measured in? How does your result compare with the value shown opposite? What would your result be in units of kilograms per meter cubed? Experiment 12.3. Repeat experiment 12.2 to find the density of another liquid. Then there is a cartoon. The first frame shows Professor Messer. He's using a beam balance to weigh the mass of a beaker. And he says the mass of the beaker is 20 grams, as we can see from a 20 gram weight in the other beam. The next frame shows the beaker has now had liquid poured into it, and the other beam pan has 100 gram weight on it, and he says, I've poured 100 centimeter cubed of meths in, and the mass is now 100 grams. The last frame shows Professor Messer looking rather confused and unsure, and he's written on the board this: density equals mass over volume, equals 100 over 100, equals 1 gram per centimeter squared. Can you find Professor Messer's mistake? What is the correct answer? Page 76. Summary. 1. Density equals mass over volume. Changing round the formula, see page 390. 2. Volume equals mass over density. 3. Mass equals volume times density. Density of water equals 1,000 kilograms per meter cubed. Equals 1 gram per centimeter cubed. The diagram shows a triangle drawn with M in the top, then a line, and then V times D below it, and a finger covering V times. To find the one you want, cover up that letter in the triangle, and the remaining letters show you the formula. Questions. 1. An object has a mass of 100 grams and a volume of 20 cubic centimeters. What is its density? 2. An object has a mass of 40,000 kilograms and a volume of 5 cubic meters. What is its density? 3. An object has a volume of 3 cubic meters and a density of 6,000 kilograms per cubic meter. What is its mass? Copy and complete the table. The table has 4 columns headed object, density in kilograms per meter cubed, mass in kilograms, and volume in meter cubed. It has 4 lines or rows. A has no density, but the mass is 4,000 and the volume is 2. B has a density of 8,000, no mass marked, and volume of 4. C has a density of 2,000, a mass of 1,000, and the volume is missing. D has no density marked, a mass of 2,000, and a volume of 4. A. Which object has the greatest mass? B. Which has the smallest volume? C. Which objects could be made of the same substance? D. Which object would float in water? 5. A water tank measures 20 meters by 4 meters by 5 meters. What mass of water will it contain? 6. An object has a mass of 20,000 kilograms and a density of 4,000 kilograms per cubic meter. What is its volume? 7. A stone of mass 30 grams is placed in a measuring cylinder containing some water. The reading of the water level increases from 50 centimeters cubed to 60 centimeters cubed. What is the density of the stone? 8. Professor Messer wants to load some bricks into his van. There are 1,000 bricks, and when stacked neatly, they measure 2 meters by 1 meter by 1 meter. A. What is the volume of the stack? B. What is the volume of one brick? C. If the density of brick is 2,500 kilograms per cubic meter, what is the mass of the stack? D. If his van's maximum load is 1,000 kilograms, how many bricks can he load? 9. The density of air is 1.3 kilograms per meter cubed. What mass of air is contained in a room measuring 2.5 meters by 4 meters by 10 meters? How does this compare with your mass? 10. Describe in detail, with diagrams, how you would find the density of a rock. 11. Professor Messer has been offered a gold medallion by a woman in the market. A. How, in detail, could he test it? B. He found its mass was 550 grams and its volume was 50 centimeters cubed. What do you think? See the table on page 74. C. What is the connection with Archimedes in ancient Greece? Have you started to revise? See page 382.